Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing here on Monday, the 19th of October. And in the news today, yes, it was Bathurst weekend yesterday. And we have a key Wii winner, but maybe not the one that you were expecting. We'll also have an update from the cricket where we've had some super overs in the IPL over in the cycling. And it was a cracking stage in the Giro and also a vintage Tour of Flanders edition overnight. We'll bring you up to date with how the NRL Grand Final is looking next weekend. And over in the rugby, we obviously have the Bledisloe Cup news, as well as a couple of cracking games in the Mitre 10 Cup. Yes, let's start off with that Bathurst news. Yes, gentlemen, start your engines. New Zealand driver Shane van Gisbergen won Bathurst for the first time. It was looking rather comfortable until three rookies decided they were going to crash out one after the other, or get themselves in trouble one after the other towards the end of the race, bringing out the safety car. And obviously that means you have some rolling restarts. But as Shane van Gisbergen said, as long as he got into turn two well, he knew he would be okay. So him and co-driver Garth Tander, who picked up his fourth title, won at the weekend. Those two safety cars in the last nine laps were caused a bit of excitement to one there. Moving on then, I'm going to hand you over to Ashwin, who's going to take us through our cricket update.
Good morning, Paul. Oh, mute. No, I've done the mute, sweet. Good morning, Paul, and good morning to all our viewers and listeners out there on the interweb. And a couple of thrillers in the IPL. First, the thriller in Abu Dhabi. And Kolkata Knight Riders and Sunrisers Hyderabad have played out a thriller in going to a super over in their match this morning. Knight Riders scored 163 for 5 off their 20 overs, with Hendry contributions right throughout the innings and a turbo boost from Dinesh Kartik towards the end of the innings with 29 off 14 balls. In reply, the Sunrisers got off to a good start with Bairstow and Williamson, and David Warner top scoring with 47 off 33. But needing two off the last ball of their 20 overs to win the match, they were only able to manage one leg by, and it sent the match to a super over. New Zealand's Lachie Ferguson having a fantastic super over for the Knight Riders, limiting the Sunrisers to just two runs whilst picking up two wickets. Now, when you lose two wickets in a super over, that means your super over is actually over. And the Knight Riders easily getting the 3 runs required for the victory. So the Knight Riders getting that super over done. Moving to the second game and the match. I've got this. I'm preparing in the morning and I put here the match just finished a short time ago. Well, indeed, it hasn't finished because it's also gone to a super over. It's been a tight one between the Mumbai Indians and the Kings XI Punjab. Indians batting first, scored 176 for six. It was a pretty measured start for the Indians, with Quinton de Kock top scoring with 53 of 43 deliveries, and Kyron Pollard providing some fireworks and impetus towards the back end of the innings with 34 of 12 deliveries. In reply, the Kings 11 have had KL Rahul guiding them through their innings with 77 from 51. Now, needing two runs to win off the final delivery, the Kings 11 managed one. They popped out the ball to the one side, and they managed to get one run, and they were going back for the second, and the Indians were able to effect the run out, sending this game to a super over as well. And I'm just going to see if I can quickly refresh. And what have we got here? It basically looks like the Kings 11 are batting, and they've got three runs with a couple of balls left in that super over. And we'll see how where we get to with that. Paul might have to give you the final details on that one. The Knight Riders got a big boost to their super over match this morning when Sunil Narine was cleared of having a suspect bowling action by the IPL's Suspect Bowling Action Committee. And his name has been taken off the list of suspect bowlers. Narine has been left out of Knight Riders' side for a couple of matches at the request of the Suspect Bowling Committee, and also didn't play in the match reported earlier. And domestic cricket returns to New Zealand this morning. And Northern Districts and Central Districts will be getting underway at Seddon Park in Hamilton, and Wellington and Canterbury will be getting underway at the Basin Reserve in Wellington. Auckland Otago will be starting their match tomorrow at Eden Park Outer Oval here, right here in Auckland. And Paul, looks like the Kings 11 have just got another two, so well, that takes them up to five. They'll probably need a nice big six off that last ball to try and make it competitive. Otherwise, it'll probably be a win for the Indians. But you'll keep everybody updated as I have to shoot and earn some dollars. That's our cricket news for this morning.
Thank you very much, Oswin, and good luck at work today. I'm going to hand you over now to Stephen for our birthdays this morning.
Yes, morning, Paul, and good morning to everybody tuning into New Zealand Sport Radio, which is the start of a new week. We'll have a quick look at the weather today in Auckland. It's going to be a high of 19 degrees. It's currently 14 degrees, a little bit grey, but it will burn off, and we'll have sunny skies by at least 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. And from what I understand, traffic is moving around the city quite easily this morning. So let's keep New Zealand rolling. I think I heard that over the weekend at some stage, Paul. Anyway, in birthdays today, first of all, we look at a former Hawke's Bay and Chief. We look at a current Southland Stags player, and finally a boxer ready to take on Joseph Parker for the best heavyweight down here in New Zealand. That's where we start this morning. Junior Farr, born on this day, the 19th of October, 1989, and Papakura is a professional boxer. He has held the interim WBO Oriental title since June 2018, but was promoted to full champion in July 2019. As an amateur, he represented Tonga at the 2010 Commonwealth Games, winning the bronze medal in the super heavyweight division. He's represented Tonga at the Oceania Championships, winning gold and silver medals. And apparently in 2017, he was ranked as the world's 57th best heavyweight by BoxRec, and currently boasts a 62% knockout. He made his debut in 2016 when he beat Richard Tutaki in a first round knockout. The following year, he went on to become New Zealand's professional heavyweight champion, preceding Sonny Bill Williams. And don't forget, he has got a fight coming up. We'll have some more on that closer to the time. Moving right along, Scott Ead, born this day, 19th of October, 1992, in Invercargill, is a current rugby player. Now, he can play scrum half or first five, and he plays in the Mitre 10 Cup for Southland. And finally today, Michael Allardyce, born this day, 19th of October, 1991, in Taihape, in the Manawatū Whanganui region, is a professional rugby union player. Now, Allardyce has played for the Hawke's Bay Magpies and Mitre 10 Cup and the Chiefs. and Super Rugby, currently plying his trade offshore somewhere, but I didn't have enough time to knock out that information there. So that's all our birthdays today. Want to wish Michael Allardyce, Scott Ead, and Junior Farr a very, very happy birthday. I'll be back shortly with Lee.
Thank you very much, Stephen. Moving on then to the cycling, and it was a big day in the Giro d'Italia, and we had a shake-up with the time trial yesterday and today with a mountain stage. It looked like we were going to have, or we, there was predictions of a change of leader. Would Giulio Almeida be able to survive the first day in the mountains? And the answer was yes, but his lead was cut considerably. We saw Theo Gegenhardt, or we saw Wilco Kelderman's team, Sunweb team, add the pressure. Theo Gegenhardt went with them from Ineos Grenadiers, and he broke away to win the stage with Wilco Kelderman and Jai Hindley, his Wilco Kelderman's teammate, coming in soon after that. That saw Almeida's lead cuts just 15 seconds overall. Jai Hindley moved up to third from 10th, and Theo Gegenhardt moved up to fourth from 11th. So big gains on the day for those riders, as other tour favourites were even further back, losing time. So a really big day for Ineos Grenadiers, the fifth stage win of this tour, of the Giro d'Italia, a team that has been criticised in the past for not having a plan B if their leader goes, drops out of the race, when obviously they lost Thomas earlier, who was their leader, but have had a very good Giro anyway. Over in the final monument of the season, which is the one of the the key one-day classics, in the Tour de Tour of Flanders, Matthew van der Poel won by just the width of a wheel from Wout van Aert at the finish. Two riders who have competed against each other for their entire careers, not only in road racing, but also in cyclocross as well. The two of them had a broke away from the rest of the riders, and it's one of their few sprint finishes that they've had that they contested, even though they contested so many races together. This was Van der Poel's win, comes 34 years after his father, Adria van der Poel, won it, and 57 years after his grandfather, Raymond Poulidor, got a top 10 result as well. So cycling clearly in the Van der Poel family genes there. We're going to hand you over to the sport that just keeps on giving. It's our NRL update from Stephen.
Thanks again, Paul. It's going to be a big week in the NRL because it is the final game to go, and what has been a very interesting competition, COVID and all. Not the full 26 rounds as normal, but it's all come to a crescendo, and we have found our final two teams. I'll just quickly recap those results from the weekend, go over the Betfred League and have a quick chat on the records of both of these sides. Of course, those results from the weekend saw the Storm far too good for the Raiders, 30 points to 10, and the Panthers 2016 to the good winners over the Rabbitohs. Now, the Penrith Panthers, they will be seeking their third title, having won in 1991 and 2003. They were runners-up in 1990, so it's going to be their fourth appearance in the NRL grand final. So it's been 17 years since they have picked up a title. Of course, Coach Ivan Cleary knows there's plenty of hard work for the Panthers to do if they need to beat the Storm. Cleary, of course, guided the Warriors to a win in the 2011. Oh, sorry, to a final in the 2011 title decider, but obviously went down that particular day. He's extremely proud and grateful. They are heading through to the final, but he realizes there is a lot of work to beat the Storm side. The dream is to win it. That's the dream, but it's nice to get there. It's hard to get there. You obviously can't win if you're not in it, famous words. And, of course, they fell a little bit behind on against the South Sydney Rabbitohs on the weekend, but stormed their way back into the final, part of the pun. Speaking of the Storm have won three legitimate titles, 1999, 2012 and 2017, and it's the 10th time they head off to the big dance. Hard to know who's the favourites. I suppose you'd have to go with the Penrith Panthers, given that they are unbeaten. And, of course, when is that final? Well, that final is on next Sunday evening at ANZ Stadium. It's a 9:30 p.m. Kickoff, which means a little bit late for us supporters over here in New Zealand, but one that we are looking for. I'm just starting to wonder if I'm going to be unemployed next week. And finally, just a quick look at the Betfred League. Just the one result saw the I'm just refreshing at the moment. Hull Football Club, too good for Castleford Tigers, 48 points to 6 as we have a quick look at the table. St. Helens with 22 points, Wigan Warriors 20, Warrington Wolves 20, and we have got the Catalan Dragons, sitting on 16 points. Also the Leeds Rhinos on 16 points. That's all our league news today, Paul. Well, 1 week to go and one final report on rugby league, but we still will have some rugby league from Super League, obviously, to look out for. And I'm pretty sure during off-season there'll be plenty of talk about player movements as well. And I think you'll probably just find me something else to do.
And don't forget, we've also got, we'll have, the State of Origin as well comes up after the season, which is a different, it'll be a very different State of Origin because normally it's mid-season. So that's going to be very different as well. Don't forget to join Brad on Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. For the standoff, where we'll bring you up to date with all of the NRL news and obviously preview that final. Thank you very much, Stephen. And exit left or start your engine and zoom off to work. Do please drive safely. Moving on then to the rugby. And yes, it was the Bledisloe Cup 2 yesterday. And after the draw down in Wellington, it was up to Fortress Eden Park for the All Blacks versus the Wallabies. And a cracking first half of rugby that really saw a lot of rugby, but not many points, meant that the All Blacks went into halftime with a narrow lead. After halftime, though, they had a purple patch of 10 minutes where they scored a couple of tries to pull away and open up a gap. The Wallabies still were playing good rugby and really putting everything into it. They had two tries. Or two nearly tries, one where they got held up over the line and another one where a line-out more just stopped short and they got denied for a double movement that really could have put the Wallabies back into it. But the All Blacks had been dangerous on turnover all day and a turnover ripped from a tackle and then the Barretts sort of started a counter-attack, which ended up with Sam Kane going over crossing over out wide to seal the game at 27-7 in that one. So cracking game, better than and much more competitive than perhaps the scoreline suggests. Other games over the weekend, we'll get to the games yesterday, saw Canterbury versus Waikato. And that finished 15-16 with a try in the 89th minute to win it. That's the third one-point loss for Canterbury this season, which shows you how close they have been in this one. But so yes, big win for Waikato there down, or important win rather than big win, sorry, down there in Christchurch. And Otago saw off Counties 40-22, comfortable win there for Otago, even if Counties did get close at one point. But a Josh Timu try really broke the dam, and Otago pulled away after that with three tries late on. Over in the Farrer Palmer Cup, and we finished the regular season, and after the results from the weekend, we were confused yesterday as to who had qualified for the semi-finals, but it looks like we're going to have Waikato versus Manawatu. We're sure on that one, as Waikato finished top of the North Division, Manawatu second in the South Division, and Canterbury will be hosting Auckland. And we were unsure whether it was going to be Auckland Northland or County, so they all finished on the same points, and it's a bit confusing as to how that was decided. But in the end, Auckland finished second to face Canterbury down there. Both of those semi-finals are next on the weekend of the 23rd to the 25th of October, so next weekend. Don't forget, you can listen to us on the go. Just download, or search New Zealand Sports Radio on your favourite podcatcher, be that Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, all of those wonderful places. And you have now started the day the best way, up to speed with all the important sports news. Have a fantastic start to your week, folks. Catch you tomorrow. Oh, so don't forget to join Ashwin this evening at 8 p.m. with Swinging from the Hip for your cricket updates. And talking of cricket updates, I used to bring you up to date with how that super over is going at the end of the first over. And Ashwin's, it looks like that 5 was enough runs to win it in that first super over, where they lost 2 wickets, because in the second super over they only managed to get 4 runs. And that means who actually won it? Kings Punjab, I believe, won it by a solitary run in the super over, I think. Anyway, we'll obviously have to get Ashwin to clarify that during Swinging from the Hip this evening at 8 p.m.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.